Would you turn to 2 Timothy, please? Chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2. Praise God. Would you read it with me in the first 5 verses? You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules or the divine requirements. Amen? Now, go to verse 11. This is a faithful saying. Is everybody there? For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he is faithful. He remains faithful. And he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strife about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be what? Diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Now this is a third dimensional warrior. Now, we've been talking about walking in the third dimension and how to get into third dimension and so forth. But I want to share with you about a third dimensional warrior. I want to share something with you. I want you to listen. A third dimensional warrior, strong in grace. Leaders that are being led and desire to lead others. Waiting for the next command to obey. They do not respond to reason or the lack of understanding, but submit to the next command with all trust. They see hardship as an advancement of the kingdom and do not engage themselves with worldly lust, emotions, words, vows, traditions, cultures, or fantasies. They are cultivated by an eternal kingdom, knowing the world is pollution to the purity of Christ. They strive for perfection, order, stability, unity, steadfastness, and honor to their King. They focus on pleasing God and rightly interpret the word with God's time and seasons. They are empowered with grace to advance beyond their own limitations. They are scatterers of evil and gatherers of righteousness. They are kings of their territory and priests to their God. They are loyal, royal, and immovable to the cause of the eternal order. They are dead but yet live. They are sons and daughters of the Most High, history makers, restorers of the breach of love. They are children of light and drinkers of the eternal river. They are seers of things to come and fearless against the darkness. They are cloaked with humility. They are chosen yet have chosen. They are armed and dangerous. They are warriors of the third dimension. Did everybody get that? But this is what the Lord calls a warrior of the third dimension. Does everybody understand that? You can get the tape. I'm going to probably have Wade type this out so everybody can have it. Now, we have other teachings you can get a hold of Wade, too, about the third dimension. Hallelujah. Go to Revelation chapter 1. You know this part will get edited. Hallelujah. That is powerful. This is what the Lord gave me. He said, this is a warrior of the third dimension. How many of y'all want to be warriors of the third dimension? What an honor. Amen? It's an honor. In Revelation chapter 1. Is everybody there? In verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Is everybody there? Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us what? Kings and priests to his God and Father to him, be glory and honor and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So it says that he has made us kings. A king is a warrior. Amen. And priests. Priests are those who minister to the Lord. A third dimensional warrior is loyal to his priesthood or her priesthood. Amen. Does everybody get it? He is loyal to his priesthood and understands that the ministry to the king is a duty and function as a foundation of the third dimensional warrior. It's what maintains. Why? Because if you can't minister to the Lord, you got no right ministering to nobody. None whatsoever. It's what maintains your foundation as an eternal warrior. I mean, a third dimensional warrior. It's what maintains it. It's a part that it keeps your solid foundation by keeping loyal to your priesthood. It never ceases. It's not a one-time event. It never stops. The moment you stop your royalty as priesthood, everything begins to fall. And let me tell you, the demons know. See, because the Father acknowledges the blood of the Lamb, and the demons acknowledge the anointing. When the Father sees the blood, he calls back, pushes them back. But when the demons see the anointing, they go back. You remember when they saw Jesus, they said, it's not our time. You remember when the Father saw the blood on the lintels of the door? He said that the spirit of death couldn't go through there, could he? Couldn't touch them. So there must be a maintaining of the loyalty of the priesthood. Is everybody with me? That's why it's so important about learning how to worship. Learning how to drink of the river of life. That's why we're river children, not swamp children. Amen? Ephesians 5. Oh, hallelujah. Third dimensional warriors. Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 8. Would you read it with me, please? Ephesians 5, 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no what? Fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed, are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. A third dimensional warrior, they remember where they came from. And now they expose the deeds they once associated with, so that no further fellowship of themselves or others can exist with darkness. Do I need to repeat that? They remember where they came from, and now they expose the deeds that they once associated with, so that no further fellowship of themselves or others can exist with darkness. This is a third dimensional warrior. You can all get the tape. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Glory. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Third dimensional warriors. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a what? Sound mind. Now listen, fear is now an opportunity to express authority and power of Christ. In other words, people used to run from fear. Now you look at fear as an opportunity to take another one out. Do you understand? It's not an area where, oh my God, a demon's here. No, it's an opportunity of, yes, a demon's here. Why? Because you're now demon slayers. You are now, say, I'm a demon slayer. A third dimensional warrior is a demon slayer. Well, I'm glad you all got that. Praise God. Go to Ephesians 4. You can tell them you'll be back. I'll be back, your demons. So when the presence of fear shows up and you sense that presence of fear, that's an opportunity to take another one out. Not to run, not to get on the phone, not to cry out, oh God, help! It's the time to get rid of it. That's a third dimensional warrior. Amen. He drives a Harley. Amen. What's the difference between a Harley and a rice burner? The rice burner goes, me, 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 me. And the Harley goes, come out, come out, come out, come out. Glory. Okay. Ephesians 4. I did it especially for Jimmy. Got hot in here, didn't it? Ephesians 4:11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by every trickery of man and cunning craftiness of deceitfulness or plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. A third dimensional warrior. Praise God. They understand to obey. They understand the importance of obedience. Are you with me? And they treasure divine order. proper protocol. They respect the function of the Lord's officers and offices because they understand it's for the equipping and deploying of the Lord's soldiers. They desire a shepherd, not a babysitter. I'll repeat that. They understand the importance of obedience and treasure divine order, proper protocol. They respect the function of the Lord's officers and offices for the equipping and deploying of the Lord's soldiers. They desire a shepherd and not a babysitter. That's a third-dimensional warrior. Are you hearing? Glory. Let's go to verse 1 while we're here. Would you read it with me, the first 6 verses? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. This is something very important. They take their calling serious. They take their calling serious. How many of y'all been called? Then you'll begin to take it serious. They take it serious. They take it so serious, they know that it's their assignment and mission of life. They understand spiritual boundaries and are protectors of its borders. They allow no demonic immigration. Come on, I'm going to repeat this one again. They take their calling serious, and they take it as it's their assignment and their mission of life. They understand spiritual boundaries, and they are protectors of its borders. They allow no demonic immigration. That's a third-dimensional warrior. See, they know their territories. They know what God has granted them as a territory. They can sense when demonic activity begins to come across the borders. They allow no immigration of demonic activity. They're there, right? They don't run. They don't think about it. They're on top of it. They sense the presence of demonic activity. They know. Come on, you all know that you know when there's a demon in a house. Amen. Instead of trying to figure it out, understand it, determine what kind it is, just get rid of it. I wonder where it came from. Who cares? Get it out. Then figure it out. First get it out, right? Then figure it out. See, because people begin to try to figure it out and more demons start coming in. Then they begin to touch and agree with it, and they wonder why they're all messed up. Then they blame each other. You let it in. No, you let it in. Then the spirit of criticism, the spirit of strife, division. Then the whole house is all busted up, and everybody's in every which way and direction, and they're the ones that are being scattered instead of them scattering in darkness. They get dropped right out. Did you ever hear a thung? Poof! They get fall right out from the third dimension. Land flat on their back. Their armor is all over the floor. And the demons in there are sweeping it up. They want to save souvenirs. Don't figure it out. Get it out. Hello. Oh, to God be the glory. Go to Matthew 15. Your history makers. God is training up third-dimensional warriors. It's time. It is so time. Because time's running out. And the devil knows it. He knows it. Matthew 14, 22. Praise God, that's it. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. Edit this whole thing, Wade. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. I bet, man, hanging around with those guys, you'd have to get alone every once in a while. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Now we know that commands are divine what? Divine requirements. Whoa. See that? So he said, "Lord, command me to come on the water to you." So Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But he saw that the wind was boisterous, and he became what? Afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Now, this is powerful, because third dimensional warriors, they are extremists. Now, what do you mean by extremists? They are risk takers. They are willing to enter uncharted territories of faith. Are you willing to enter uncharted territories of faith? Peter was. Nobody knew anybody that walked on water then. Amen. Everybody passed then split the water. Water was always split. Elijah split the water. Moses split the water. Peter walked on the water. He was an extremist, man. He's a third dimensional warrior. See, God is looking for individuals. And the third dimensional warrior is one that is willing to take risks in entering uncharted territories of faith. They break away from the mainstream of religiosity, tradition. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Are you getting this? These are third dimensional warriors, man. This is what's going to separate. This is what separates. This is what separates, because see, in the third dimension, there are warriors. This is where third dimensional warriors live. This is where warriors live, in that dimension. This is what God is trying to bring his whole church into. Believe me, there'd be more territories taken. There'd be more souls saved. Like I shared before, we spend so much time preaching the body of Christ and spending more time ministering to the body of Christ because of so many healed, because people need to be healed and delivered and so forth. Amen. And the purpose is because they were never trained from the beginning. Amen? They were never rightly trained right from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility." Hello. And how do you do that? Well, you get up every morning, you give the first fruits of yourself to the Lord. And you tell him, "Lord, I please take your rightful place in my spirit, soul, and body, my members, my flesh, my every decision. Take your rightful place in my finance. Man, I'll give you everything, man. Empty yourself and get filled with him." and present yourself and everything that you own, that you believe you own, to the Lord as a living sacrifice. In other words, you relinquish yourself from everything because it's not yours. It's a brand new day and you get to start over. But see, when you start over on this brand new day, you don't want to start off with any burdens. You want to start off free. So you relinquish everything and you turn it all over to Him. Everything. Then you invite Him to take His rightful place in every step, every breath, every talk, every thought, every decision you need to make. Take your rightful place, Lord. Does everybody understand that? See, what you're doing is you're dethroning yourself and you're putting Him on the throne. Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, you are able to transform yourself and adjust to the environment that you are about to invade. I'm going to say that one more time. They have the ability to transform themselves and adjust to the environment they're about to invade to fulfill their assignment and mission. Are you with me? In other words, a businessman or woman. Right? Well, they're able to transform. They're able to communicate with anyone on any level. They can become a businessman. They can become a businesswoman. Not a man becoming a woman, all right? Don't get me. There are individuals that are going to school to become doctors. Why? Because God is using them to what? Infiltrate. Attorneys. Again, they are able to communicate on every level with any person. Paul said something very powerful. He said, I became many things that many could be saved, right? He was a transformer. Are you with me? You get it? Okay. Go to Ephesians 6. They are not prideful in that area. They are willing to come to whatever level it takes to be able to communicate with someone and bring the message of truth. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 10. Are you there? Finally, my brethren and sistren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might and not your own. Put on the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, his trickery. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Third dimensional warriors. They have the revelation that failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Mm-mm. No matter how many times you get put down, you get up. Failure is not an option. The way that is maintained is because they have revelation of authority. Does everybody understand that of submitting to authority? Well, they must maintain reverence to God and fear of God. Turn to Joshua 5. Joshua See, why? They in this, now we know that our fight is not against flesh and blood, right? So they never ignore demonic presence. Do you understand that? They never ignore it. You can't ignore demonic presence. Well, I'll just put it under a rug and take care of it later. Then the rug begins to move and people get afraid and run. And Joshua 5 and verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. See, Joshua was a mighty man, a mighty warrior. He knew how to walk in third-dimensional realm. The first thing he really acknowledged and recognized was submitting under spiritual authority. He reverenced it. Look what he did when he realized. And he got revelation that the fight and the things that he was doing was for the Lord, not for himself. It wasn't just to rescue this. It was for the Lord, regardless of what the purpose was. See, in the human carnalistic arena, we have to know why what we're doing. But as a third dimensional warrior, you don't. That's all you have to do is submit and trust. When the Lord says this, you just submit and trust. In other words, shut up and listen and just do it. Why? Because you're giving him the reverence. Things sometimes aren't going to make sense to you. Sometimes they're not supposed to. Sometimes God will put you in a circumstance where everything is just goofy as can be. It's because he wants to know whether you're trusting him or you. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 18. Little children, is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that none of them were of us. Wow. One of the strongest spirits of Antichrist is a religious spirit. It is totally against the move of the Spirit. It cannot submit. It has a hard time shaking self. Why? Because an Antichrist spirit comes in as a stealth. Comes in undetectable. But a third dimensional warrior will detect that spirit every time. He knows. He knows. And that person is either going to allow that spirit to leave them, or they can both go. Does everybody understand? You don't play games with demons. The person either wants it gone, or they can go, but take it with them. Let's go further, verse 20. It says, but what? But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know what? You know what? You know all things. In verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it is true, and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Now, He's talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the anointing, right? He's going to teach you. How is He going to teach you? He's going to teach you through individuals, isn't He? He's going to teach you through circumstances. He's going to teach you through experiences and events. He's going to teach you through His Word. He's going to teach you. Are you being taught by the Holy Spirit right now? Amen. This is where Paul said, man, people think that I'm talking as a man. And Paul said, man, you're not getting it because it's the Spirit that's talking to you, not a man. Amen. Now listen, this is important because it says that they know it all. Let me tell you something. In this arena, a third dimensional warrior waits for strategies and methods that will grant invasion. Does everybody understand this? So the anointing is going to let you know all things, aren't you? Sometimes there's different strategies, isn't there? There's tactics. There's methods. What's it used for? Because each strategy, each method, and each tactic is something different for each invasion. And they wait for it. They wait for the strategy to come from the Lord before they do something. They just don't go out there on the street and go, hi! Jesus loves you. Oh, God. Well, because it was the wrong strategy, wasn't it? I'm telling you, I've been on the streets. I saw people dragging people almost. Almost beating them up with the Bible. Look at the Lord loves you. Take it or I'll kill you. I mean, one day I was driving downtown. And I got out of my car and stopped. I pulled this lady off of this guy. I said, what are you doing? I'm evangelizing. I wanted to pop her with the Bible right over the head. But I knew it wouldn't have been a good witness. She was talking. This guy was trying to run from her. He was hiding behind the light poles and everything. This girl's trying to chase him with the Bible. So I went over and I talked to the guy and whatever. Anyways, he ended up leaving with a Bible. But it was done in a different strategy. It was done in a different method, a different tactic. As a third dimensional warrior, you've got to know how to be a transformer. Amen. And you've got to wait for God to give you a specific strategy, method, and tactic. You just can't go around telling him, Jesus loves you. Hello? You push people away if it's not the right strategy or tactic. Does everybody get this? And you've got to wait for it. See, the anointing will tell you all things. What's He going to tell you? He's going to tell you how to do it. But you got to wait for it. Listen, we need to have these strategies or methods. What is it? Because we're going in on an invasion. We need it what's it for? It's to take each territory. Each territory is taken in a different method. Are you with me? So there's a strategy. That's why people of faith are easily expelled. Does everybody get it? They're expelled from territories. Why? Because they move in the wrong method and they get removed. There's certain strategies. There's certain ways to attack. Listen, we are on attack force. We are invading territories. And you've got to wait from the commander and how it's going to be done. Because each is different. Let me give you a couple examples. We feed out to the homeless on Saturday. That's a strategy. Does everybody understand that? We're not handing out Mercedes on Saturdays. You know, we're not offering free tickets to SeaWorld. There's a certain thing that there are specific needs. And when the homeless come, there's a specific way you must minister to them. There's a specific strategy. Or you end up pushing them away. There is websites, TV, radio, music. These are all specific strategies that are reaching the lost, aren't they? These are specific things that God is utilizing to reach the lost. Now, these strategies or tactics or methods, they are birthed on corporate prayer. How are they birthed? Corporate prayer. That's why it's so important for intercession. The Bible says, forsake not to what? Assemble. See, corporate prayer brings a special anointing for the body of Christ where the Spirit of God begins to impart strategies that you don't even know yet. And it doesn't mean you're going to find writing on a wall, okay, Tuesday you're going to do this. No, that's not how it happens. There's an impartation. Hello? In the office, there's an impartation in the fellowship, what God wants to do. And it begins to minister to everyone as they come in agreement. But it all starts off with intercession. Without intercession, that's how every project invasion is fueled. Every strategy, method, or tactic is birthed by intercession, and it's fueled by prayer to continue. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. You know, we do movies. And there's times when I'm in a jail, I'll be ministering. The Lord said, I want you to do a movie next week. And I'll bring in a movie. And the place will get packed. And it'll give me an opportunity to minister. Now, the specific movie that he's asking me to bring is something that is just perfect for that moment. It's a strategy, a tactic. He knows what is needed. And it ministers to the individuals, even if it's a secular movie. Of course, the movie is going to be used, whether it's secular or Christian or whatever, to touch their hearts. And it'll have a message, a short message before and after, but there's always an invitation. Because every invitation is an opportunity for a visitation. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody got that? That's why people of faith are easily expelled from territories because they move with the wrong method, the wrong strategy. They're out of season. They're out of time. Yeah, their heart is to rescue souls, but they go in with the wrong thing and then they get expelled. Amen? Glory. 2 Samuel 6. But a third dimensional warrior knows these things. He knows all things. He waits. He knows. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Samuel 6. Praise you, Lord. Okay, in verse 12. Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all the belongings to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. Hallelujah. I bet you he was glad, man. Because he was blessed, right? And so it was when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all of his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with the shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, who David was married to, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. Leaping and whirling. In his underwear, praise God. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. And then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts, and he distributed among all the people, among them, the whole multitude of Israel, both women and men, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all of his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Wow. David laid down his royal kingly robes, and he danced before his king and maker. To show honor, respect, humility, he ministered to the Lord, didn't he? David knew. David was a warrior. See, a warrior always knows what pleases God. He knows. See, if you know what pleased God, you know what displeased God, don't you? Amen. A third dimensional warrior knows how to please God. In Psalm 149. So we dance around this place, don't we? We look a little foolish to the carnal mind. People don't understand what's going on. But just do it. You'll get it later. You might not get it now, but you'll get it later. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 149. It says, "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let true ministries and total freedom rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king, and let them praise his name with the what?" Oh, hallelujah. Praise his name with a dance. "Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." That's a third-dimensional warrior. Right here. "Let the high praises of God be in his mouth or her mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." You know, that was so powerful about Gideon's army. They did not lay down their swords when they drank. The Lord said, "Look at, I know you got a 20-something thousand people here. We don't need 300. What was the Lord looking for? Third-dimensional warriors. He said, "Now remember, I'm going to show you how to pick them. The ones that lay down their swords and enjoy the blessing and take their eyes off of the war, don't use them. But the ones that keep hold of their swords and don't lay them down, but utilize the blessing to expand my kingdom, those are the ones you're going to use." Does everybody understand that? People, come on, think about it. People get blessed. Man, they lay down their sword, they lay down everything. They came to their water and they just stuck their faces in there and drank. They lost sight that they were in a war. A third dimensional warrior never loses sight that there is a war going on. Never. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ezekiel 37. And then we'll close in one more scripture. Ezekiel 37. He takes his blessings to expand the kingdom of God. and not in self-indulgence. It disgusts. A third dimensional warrior, covetousness is disgusting. Greediness is disgusting. A warrior wants to see everybody be blessed. In Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 1, and the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the veiling. It was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open veiling. Indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. What kind of army is he talking about? Third dimensional. Oh, hallelujah. This is the area where you and I not only prophesy, but we decree. Where your words do not fall to the ground. In this realm, in the third dimension, words do not fall to the ground. They do not return void. They always return to the Lord. Something always happens. You may not see it, but it's happening. This is where we decree and we prophesy. In Revelation 12, and I'm closing here. Glory. Hallelujah. How many want to be third dimensional warriors? Well, it's a good night to die. Praise God. Revelation 12. Is everybody there? Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives to death. Third dimensional warrior will die for him. They overcame by the blood and their testimony. Amen? Praise God. If you want to be a third dimensional warrior, you know what you need to do. Amen. You need to get the tape. You need to get a hold of Wadey. I'll give you a cell number later. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Father, we give you thanks and praise, and we give you all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I pray tonight that the seed that you have imparted in each and every one of us will be covered by the blood, and the devil will have no access to it. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that you will give a thirst and hunger for each and every one here to want to walk in the third dimension and become a third dimensional warrior. Living for you, dying for you, obeying for you, and going for you. In Jesus' mighty name.